Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some high-up officials in Russia want to put the U.S. in its place. They are threatening us like we are shaking in our boots. Russia and their military is so far inferior to ours. It'll be like pixie dust. Just, yeah, we could blow them off the globe if we have to. But what is fascinating, very negatively fascinating to me and fascinating to, sadly, I guess what people are very perplexed by is how we don't see the Russian people revolt. If I lived in Russia and I knew what was going on, and remember, they got to know a little bit about what was going on before everything started to get cut off in terms of Facebook, and you only get to see RTV or nothing else. When they had that opportunity, why wouldn't Moore say, oh, hell no, this isn't my country, this isn't my Russia? We have Russian friends, we have been at peace with Russia, we are with the Russian people, we have no problem with the Russian people, we have a problem with Putin. We have a problem with the soldiers. We have a problem with now this you know, anti-American sentiment that's growing, anti-Ukrainian sentiment. We have a problem with that. But why aren't more Russians standing up for this BS that's going on? And so, as you know, we hear that, well, you know, the TV, you know, television is being censored, and you saw that one editor jump on with a sign, you know, wanting peace, and, you know, that was pretty bold of her. And I believe the charges might have even gotten dropped, because I think Russia didn't want to have this civil war on its hands, and you know, she was going to then end up being this martyr. And I think Russia understands that there are people that are you know, still pro-Ukrainian, as we share relatives, they're Russia's neighbors. But people wonder how, if it was misinformation, if these people are getting duped, how do they believe it? This is 2022. People aren't stupid. People understand. I mean, if they've at all learned history, if they've at all seen what happened during World War I, World War II, Vietnam, I mean, if they at all understand, you know, the concept of people being expansionists, oppressors, dictators, how are they, quote unquote, being duped? And I really do believe that there is a certain number of the population that is. But interestingly, and I'm not trying to compare Russia and the duplicity, maybe, is that the word, that's going on there with America. But so many of us were perplexed why our fellow Americans were of different ideas of, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, if you just wear the mask, you're all going to be okay. You know, if you just get the vaccine, you're all going to be okay. Hydroxychloroquine will cure you. Look at how we as Americans differed on mantras, on narratives. Some of us think hydroxychloroquine is manna from heaven. Right? And others are like, where did everybody get this? I don't get it. And me, I'm looking at the studies, and we're getting some fascinating stuff with hydroxychloroquine and cancer now. But, you know, me as a physician, we kind of have to be, you know, middle of the road and be open, you know, to new ideas and theories, because that's what scientists do. But look at how some people in America, it's like, I don't even want to talk about it. Don't even talk to me about it. Trump is bad. Trump is bad. I don't even want to hear it. Trump is good. I don't want to hear it. Trump is good. And you get this close off. And you wonder, you're like, well, wait a second. You have all this information. You have all this access to information. How are you so closed off with your opinions? Where's the open-mindedness? And so in Russia, you know, there could be some people undergoing that same thing. I'm sure you have a bunch going, okay, this sucks. We got to figure out how to stop it ourselves. And maybe they're contemplating a revolt as we speak. Then you have others going, you know what, I don't even care. I'm just going to keep my head low and go about my business. And then you have a bunch of others that are like, look, you know, for years we have been fed that America is this, 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 this. And Ukrainians are this, 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 and this. And I want to be a part of the winning country. I want to be a part of the winning team. And we are being told we're winners. We are being told that this is it. And yes, there might be some casualties, but it's all for the cause. And if you don't think people in America have that thinking, or in other countries, you are sadly mistaken. When I was talking to people about how these businesses were getting closed, people were crushed, their lives were ruined over these draconian measures of you don't get to work for the next 6-9 months, you know, there were people saying, but it's for the cause. It's for the greater good. If that little bakery or that little salon is closed and all those people have lost their jobs and that family is crushed from a career and financial standpoint, it's for the greater good. So this thinking does persist. I mean, you know, everybody got a big microbiology education over the past couple of years, a big immunology education. Right now, you are getting an education that everybody isn't democratic in their thinking. People don't always want democracy. A lot of people want a dictator. A lot of people want to be told what to do. Just have it all laid out. They go, I don't want to make that decision. I don't want to make the decision that we're killing kids, you know, innocent people in Ukraine. You make that decision. You just, in return, I'll do whatever. You have my loyalty. I'll do whatever you say. But just don't make me make that decision. And you know, I just, being in America, this is my, you know, to me, this is my frame of reference. So I think everybody wants to be Democrat. I think everybody wants to live in America. I think everybody wants what we have. And no, because if they don't have what we have, they have been for years and decades turned and trained to think that we are bad, that what they have is better. And even if they aren't trained to think that, they're going to. Because everybody wants to think that they are in their best case scenario. Nobody wants to think, oh, this sucks and I got to leave and I got to, you know, move in the next few decades. Nobody wants to think that. So when we, you know, I don't know if the Russian people are going to help stop what Putin is doing. This is 2022. We shouldn't be seeing kids and innocent people and we shouldn't be seeing this carnage. But my guess is they're either threatened or they're duped. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Everybody, though, today is Irish. You just see everyone's like, oh, the luck of the Irish. Everybody's planning on drinking and green beer and all that. It'd be nice if you guys honor the Irish people, you know, in different ways than getting drunk, and if you honor them throughout the year. But, you know, it's the one day that everybody all of a sudden is Irish. So have a good one today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. All right, so some of you guys are getting your panties all up in a bunch. Everybody just, you know, please calm down. Everybody calm down. All right, and I knew this would happen. Some people are freaking out that daylight savings time changes are ending soon. Okay, first of all, let's break this down. It's not official yet, right? The Senate passed a bill called the Sunshine Protection Act. Even though I prefer standard time, I don't like what happened with the spring forward. I still feel like crap all week. I prefer the other time that we have during Christmas time. But even though that's what I prefer, I can't stand the twice yearly time changes. I think it's very disruptive. Our pets don't know what the hell is going on. There's an uptick in accidents, and and workplace injuries and heart attacks and strokes and depression and issues of fertility with the spring forward. The spring forward sucks. And then the fall back, yeah, there might be some health benefits, but when you're on call, like I was twice, right, 36-hour shifts, when 2 a.m. repeated, you all got an extra hour of sleep. I had to do an extra hour call. So I wasn't a fan of either. I was sick of spring forward, finished with fall back. So what Senator Marco Rubio has done, and I've been in contact with his office, he passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which makes daylight savings time, which is the time we have right now, permanent all year round. It has to go through the House. I don't know if the House is going to be like, well, let's add money and let's kind of mix into this bill. I hope they don't do that. I hope they just, whatever, sign the bill, let it go through. And then it goes to President Biden. And as long as somebody can wake Biden up from his nap, it gets signed. If it does, then sorry. I'm sorry. You just don't see him as often as you see the other presidents. So I'm assuming he's taking a nap. I take naps, especially with the spring forward, I've been taking some naps. So anyway, once it goes through that process, the earliest this would take place would be November 2023, which means we'll still have one more fall back, one more spring forward, and then we're done. So yeah, why would anybody be against that? Well, because you do have a lot of people that do like the standard. I mean, I like the standard. And I knew, remember I told you guys, the country's not going to agree on this. The country's going to be all kind of, well, why aren't we doing standard? The doctors say we should be standard. The American Sleep, I don't know, Association, or all these sleep associations and medical specialists and sleep say standard is better. The reason why I like standard, and I think a lot of doctors like standard, is because when you wake up in the morning, there's light. I can't stand this waking up in the morning and it's dark. Because I'm like, okay, go back to bed. My alarm is wrong. Your body needs that cock-a-doodle-doo. You know, the sun is rising and, you know, it needs that. And so when we're artificially waking up in the dark, it can mess with us. And that's why you're seeing these reports. Like, I think one doctor says, oh, my gosh, everybody's going to become obese. It's not going to be that bad. The health issues are we keep flipping the time twice a year. That's stupid. That's where I think most of the health issues rise. Once we get on a normal pattern, I think we're going to be good. That being said, I don't like it dark in the morning. A lot of people don't like it dark in the morning. There's safety issues. In fact, in the 1970s, which we talked about yesterday, they did try daylight saving time year-round. They picked a day, January 6th, to do the switch. So it was abrupt. It was in the winter. It was dark. I think there were car accidents, and people said this sucked. Again, if we're already in the gist of it, in the thick of it, I don't think it's going to be that much of an adjustment. Like I said, I prefer standard. But if we have daylight saving, that's great. The other thing too we have to realize is a lot of states have differed on what they pass with legislation. You might want to look up what your state has done, and I have a list on my website and Facebook and Twitter on that article on the clocks changing, and I'll repost it. But for my state, they've already legislated daylight saving all year round. Why? Because California legislated that. I think it was Proposition 7. So we kind of pattern and parallel California. So if your state wants daylight saving or your state wants daylight standard, then they'll have to decide if they're going to, you know, do the shift or not. I think if this does become law, then they do have to all normalize. I grew up in Arizona. The non-Navajo inhabited areas of Arizona didn't switch. They stayed year-round. That was nice, but the problem I had living in Arizona is because my dad gambled and we went to Vegas all the time, we never knew what the time was going to be. We always had to kind of look it up. So it is frustrating when you're in a state and you don't really know what time it is for other, you know, especially if you work with people, you know, back east. But wait a second, is it 10 or is it 9? So because everybody else is changing, it's stupid, you know. So a question that keeps coming up is, well, if in the 70s the daylight saving experiment failed because it's too dark in the morning, how is this going to not fail? Well, I don't know if you've already seen some of the other things in play, but there has been a big call to not have school start as early as it has. Now, I know. I mean, man, I you know, walked uphill in the snow both ways. And that was in Phoenix, Arizona, where it doesn't snow. So I get it. I tell my kids how weeny they are and how, oh, my gosh, please. You know, I mean, I'd get up at 5 in the morning because I had to curl my hair and find my Aquanet and tease it. And, you know, I mean, I took a long, long time to try to, you know, deal with my perm. But, you know, it, there has been a call for us to start school later. Kids don't get enough sleep. And they stay up late. And they're like, well, kids shouldn't do that. You don't understand. That's what kids do. Okay? Remember, your teenagers have gone through puberty, or they're going through puberty. Their hormones are soaring. All right? They are active at night. They'll be tired during the afternoon. They'll be tired during the morning, and then they'll get their spike. Because remember, we're animals. So in the animal kingdom, that's where they roam, and then they decide to hook up or whatever. So we can't force a teenager to go to bed at 7, 8 o'clock at night. It's not going to work. And so these kids are night owls. So, yeah, with me, what I would be studying, I wouldn't be able to sleep before midnight, but then I'd have to wake up at 5 the next day. So there's been a call for school to start later. So for those of you going, but wait a second, the kids can't be standing at the bus stop in the dark. With daylight savings time, it's darker in the morning, but it's lighter in the afternoon. And mind you, I get that. I prefer standard. But I also don't like kids walking home in the dark. I don't like the idea of 4:30 in the afternoon, it's dark, and these kids are leaving cheer practice, baseball practice, whatever, and it's dark outside. Yeah, you know, so we're not going to win. And the days shorten during the winter, they widen during the summer. We're just not going to win. But the CDC wrote a piece on how schools start too early. And they say here that if we do start school later, it can help improve kids' health, academic performance, and quality of life. The American Academy of Pediatrics has recommended that middle and high school start at 8:30 a.m. or later. I remember my classes starting at 7:10, 7:20 in the morning. That extra hour then will negate any issues we have with daylight saving. According to the 2014 School Health Policies and Practices Study, 93% of high schools and 83% of middle schools start before 8:30 a.m. 42 states report that most of their schools start before 8:30 in the morning. Now, Hawaii, they don't do that. Mississippi, Wyoming, they start after 8:30. Hawaii is a happier state. Hawaii, you know, don't they seem to be happier? And, you know, they also don't do the time changes, right? They just stick with one time. So what I see is going to come next is, I think a lot of, because the people have been talking about this for decades, school's going to start later. And then it'll go maybe later into the afternoon. Now, I know some parents are going to be like, but wait a second, I need to drop my kid off before I go to work. But work is changing now. The average person isn't doing an 8 to 5. They're working from home. They're doing a 6 to 6. They're doing 12s. They're doing flexible schedule. So I really do see things changing. And if schools do start later, then you might get to miss rush hour. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. And they could do an experiment. They could do afternoon school and morning school. I told you guys, I'm really mixed on how we do school. I don't think a kid should be sitting at a desk for 8 hours. I think they should be learning their basics with some hardcore, like smaller class hours. And then the rest of the day be out there hiking, exercising, building, apprenticing. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again asking his Russian counterpart to sit down and talk. Vladimir Putin, despite being frustrated by not taking a swift victory lap, is not showing signs of backing off his invasion of Ukraine. He told attendees to a pro-war rally that Russia will prevail, along with other claims like Ukrainians have welcomed Russian troops. His claims are being noted at the United Nations, including one of a U.S.-backed biological weapons program, of which there is no evidence of. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, America's ambassador to the U.N., says it's Russia who is planning on using biological weapons on the Ukrainians.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate.
Unrelated to the war in Ukraine, four American Marines were killed when the Osprey they were in crashed in Norway. This is USA Radio News. Western Europe is dealing with a surge in COVID cases. USA Radio's John Hunt in Washington reports that it is prompting health experts to be on high alert.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
The dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young was the longest-serving member of that lower house, first being sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old passed away as he was traveling home to Alaska. The Republican was born in California but later moved to Fort Yukon to teach Native Alaskans at a Bureau of Indian Affairs school. He's survived by his wife, two daughters from his first marriage, and a host of grandchildren. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked about hydroxychloroquine and how it works against COVID. And we spoke about that earlier. There are still clinical trials going on. People are still studying it. The mechanism of action, they believe, is it acidifies the endosome. And what that means is when the virus, this is what the believed mechanism of action is of hydroxychloroquine. Because people are like, why would it even work? Why are people thinking it works? Why are scientists saying it doesn't work? Where is even the basis for that? Well, because there's been some studies, and one study suggested that what happens is when the virus comes near our cell and has to be taken up by the receptor, the cell will sometimes make this, engulf it. And when it engulfs it, it makes a little pocket or little pouch or circle. And that's called an endosome. And they think the hydroxychloroquine acidifies it such that it won't continue its work. And so they think hydroxychloroquine might work in the capacity of preventing the virus from getting absorbed. They also think it might modulate the immune, the cytokine storm. So, again, the studies are conflicting. You know, and when some people died after taking it, the U.S. government was like, nope, you know, governors were like, nope, you're not going to prescribe it. And it was very frustrating because I think one of the simplest and easiest studies we could have done is look at everybody who's taking hydroxychloroquine for malaria, lupus, other autoimmune issues. Who's on it? Because there's people on it. Study them and find out if they had bad COVID. Whoever took it regularly, could it be, you know, I mean, however it was prescribed, who had bad COVID, who had mild COVID, who didn't get COVID. It's a very simple test, very simple study. And if it looked like people who take hydroxychloroquine still got bad, nasty COVID, you know, that would tell us one thing. If it looked like the people that took hydroxychloroquine regularly were a group that rarely hospitalized, got hospitalized, that tells us something else. I don't understand why that study's not being done. Maybe it is, but I haven't heard about it yet. It's very simple. If those people who are taking hydroxychloroquine for their other medical conditions are not getting bad COVID, that is fascinating data. If it did nothing and they still were at risk for severe COVID, then that tells us that it probably isn't that protective. Pretty simple, people. Now, President Donald Trump was a fan. He saw some of the data. He liked it. A lot of those trials were like, nope, it's not working. It's not working. Maybe it only works on some people. It's like I'm still unclear why some people get really, really bad severe COVID and others don't. Others, they just get sniffles. It could just be that some of us, based on our genetics, will get bad COVID. Some of us will get the easy COVID. Just like some of us will respond to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or fluvoxamine or Paxlovid, and others won't. But hydroxychloroquine is a drug that is still out there, still being used, maybe not for COVID, but for other things. And University of Pittsburgh researchers found that hydroxychloroquine made drug-resistant tumors more vulnerable to chemotherapy. What that means is for those cancers that were kind of recalcitrant and stubborn and not responding to chemotherapy, hydroxychloroquine appeared in this one study to help. They said it disrupted a protein linked to resistance against cisplatin. Now, cisplatin is a common chemotherapy drug. And they say overexpression of the TMEM16A, overexpression of that protein occurs in about 30% of head and neck cancers. And those people that have an overexpression of that protein have less chance of surviving. What they did is they tested this on chicken eggs and mice, and they now have plans for a trial on human cancer patients. And it's not that expensive. Study author Uma Maheswar Duvuri, he's a surgeon, a head and neck surgeon, and specializes in head and neck cancer, said people with the disease often had poor outcomes due to drug resistance. When caring for patients with head and neck cancers, I often see chemotherapy fail. Cisplatin is a very important chemotherapy drug, but tumor resistance to cisplatin is a huge problem. So this TMEM16A works to boost production of lysosomes, which is a cell component that acts like a waste disposal system in the cell. In tumors, the process can act against chemo drugs because the lysosomes expel the cisplatin, rendering the drug less effective, meaning the tumors have a very efficient way to clean things up around them. So when they get the drug, they're like, nope, this gets swept right back out. And hydroxychloroquine, we know, already inhibits these lysosomes. So experts wanted to see if it worked against cancer. So they implanted human cancer cells into the membrane surrounding chicken embryos. The eggs treated with a combination of hydroxychloroquine and cisplatin had a greater rate of tumor cell death than those that were just given the cisplatin alone. Then they were able to replicate these findings in mice with tumors derived from cisplatin-resistant cancer cells. So it's not like, oh, well, did they have a cancer that was, you know, susceptible to it? No. These were specifically known to be cisplatin resistant. So Dr. DeVurie said the findings, which were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, suggested that hydroxychloroquine could work in humans. Now, this has nothing to do with COVID. But it is fascinating that this drug that has been blacklisted, that has been completely canceled, and has been, you know, ridiculed, is a medication that still has many uses. And I get it. You know, a lot of people got scared. We were scared about COVID. And that's also, you know, due to the government as well. You have to shut down. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to a restaurant or bar because you will die of COVID. Well, if people are seeing, you know, most of the businesses in their area closed down and they have to do everything online, then if somebody says, look, this hydroxychloroquine seems to work, they're going to want it. Somebody who asked for hydroxychloroquine wasn't dumb. They were scared. And the government kind of partook in that fear. So what does the government expect? People are going to want to treat themselves. Just like ivermectin. Somebody wanting ivermectin is not evil. It's they don't want to die of COVID and they heard it might help. This isn't an evil thing. So these medications cannot be canceled. Now, it is interesting. They found that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin use did seem to parallel political preferences. They say hydroxychloroquine prescribing volume from June through December 2020 was double than what it was the previous year, 150% higher in the most Republican counties than the least. This was in a study published in the JAMA Internal Medicine Journal. And so it's fascinating that where if it was prescribed, it's because many people wanted it, or their doctors were convinced that, you know what, the studies are showing some promise. The thing is the more Democratic states, as Nevada is becoming more blue, our governor said you're not prescribing it. If you prescribe hydroxychloroquine without it being for a medical reason that it's indicated for, you could be in trouble. So, you know, yes, it is going to be prescribed more in red-leaning states because they didn't block doctors from doing it. If our governor didn't do that, I am sure that Nevada numbers would have been higher also. And again, you know, I can't comment on its safety and efficacy because I've never written it for somebody. I didn't get a chance. All I do know is people who said they took it, they said they survived COVID. Now, would they have survived COVID anyway? We don't know. But don't cancel these medications. These medications have a role. The studies are still ongoing. You know, we have to have an open mind. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Good news, some of the people that were in that theater hiding from Russian shelling in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol have survived. We don't know how many, but there was a building that was actually marked on the ground on both sides that children were there. Had gotten bombed anyway. And hundreds of people were thought to have taken shelter in the theater. As we know, Russia has been trying to take over Mariupol, has been shelling it very, very heavily. And hundreds of thousands of people are still trapped. Many people could not leave. There's been about 2,500 civilians who have died. They say after an awful night of not knowing, according to former Donetsk region head Sergei Toruta, he said, we finally have good news from Mariupol in the morning of the 22nd day of the war. The bomb shelter was able to hold The rubble is beginning to be cleared and people are coming out alive. Hallelujah. It was not yet clear whether all of those have survived, but there was allegedly 1,200 women and children sheltering in the building when it was hit on Wednesday. Thank God, as a bomb, if it did work as a bomb shelter, that it still held up. Lyudmila Denisova, the Ukrainian Parliament's Commissioner for Human Rights, said on Thursday that adults and children were coming out alive. Still, the full extent of the impact remained unclear. In Mariupol, the release of civilians from the rubble of the drama theater has begun. The building withstood the impact of a high-powered air bomb and protected the lives of people hiding in the bomb shelter. Work is underway to unlock the basement. But there is currently no information about the dead or wounded under the rubble of the theater. This attack has been called genocide and a terrible crime against humanity as defined by the Rome Statutes of the International Criminal Court. As we know, Biden, when asked if Putin was a war criminal, originally he said no, but it could be he didn't hear the reporter, and then he told the Fox News reporter, yes, he is a war criminal. So the U.S. is understanding. It appears Biden does understand, you know, the situation that you know, Putin is no ally. Okay, it looks like finally, it looks like, you know, but you know, the question is, well, why? What? Why would even somebody, you know, Putin, why would he choose? It's clearly labeled in Russian, children. The word for children. It's clearly labeled. Why? Do they not care? Are they purposely trying to? Are they trying to demoralize? CNN has geolocated an image and confirmed it is the theater of the southeastern port city. Ukraine's Minister of Defense, Oleksiy Reznikov, said on Thursday that the Russian who carried out the bombing was a monster, stressed the presence of children in the building. You know, I think they did know. It's one of those things where it just keeps escalating. There's always this, you know, it might have started out where, you know, they just wanted to end the missiles that were placed during the Obama administration in Ukraine, and they wanted to maybe, you know, expand their territory. And a lot of you have brought that up to me. They're like, what if Russia put missiles, you know, or nukes or you know, artillery aimed at America and Mexico. We would want to expand our border. We would want to get rid of those missiles, you know. And I get that would tick people off. But he's taking this another step. He's taking this multiple other steps. And he has decided that he wants Ukraine wiped off the face of the earth. He doesn't care that there's people leaving. He doesn't care that, you know, the Taliban, it was interesting. They're also pieces of work. They didn't want the Afghan citizens to leave because they wanted the Afghan citizens to be there and run the country. Putin seems to not care. He seems like he just wants the land, even if it's not inhabited. Now, they are using Russian Ukrainian citizens under duress to man Chernobyl and the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. But I don't think he cares about the Ukrainians. And that lack of care is why so many of them are dying. And it might have just originally been, look, you know, I just want this territory. I didn't think it was. I thought he had in his mind, no, we're not going to be able to just expand and just take over like Crimea. Also, remember, he got to Crimea and it wasn't enough. It didn't satiate him. He wanted more. Which is why when everybody goes, it's just going to be Ukraine and he's going to stop. I don't believe so. If Crimea wasn't enough, how is Ukraine going to be enough? He has made it very, very clear that he doesn't want Finland, Sweden, any of them going to NATO. He has made it very clear that he doesn't want Ukraine going to NATO. He wants these countries ripe for the picking. I'd like him to stop. I mean, my prediction is he might take a break. My prediction is if he does overtake Ukraine, which is not going to be easy, because the Ukrainians are fighting tooth and nail, and we're really impressed with their resolve and their passion and their, you know, and they're holding on. But if he does, God forbid, take it, he might take a few weeks to regroup. People might be like, okay, that's all he wants. And he might want people to just kind of, you know, and yeah, he's going to be up for war crimes and all that. And then he's going to come back swinging. He's going to reposition and then figure out where he wants to next. And we can't let him take over Ukraine because all the weapons, money, values that he could get from that is going to fuel the war. And so, I get it. I don't want us going to war with Russia. I don't want World War III, but I feel like it's already there. Now, Japan has noticed that they have spotted four Russian amphibious warships laden with military trucks that are now sailing west, and they believe it might be going to going to Ukraine, maybe even farther into Europe. The Tsugaru Strait between the Sea of Japan and the Pacific Ocean separates Honshu and Hokkaido. Those are the country's two biggest islands. And so Russian warships carrying scores of military trucks have been seen passing through the Strait of Japan, believed to be on their way there. So despite the, we're doing the peace talks and all that, no, they're moving forward. And a photo released by Japan's Ministry of Defense via the Kyoto News Agency showed the amphibious Russian warship carrying military trucks. They say the ministry reported two sightings late on Tuesday and two more on Wednesday. They said, we don't know where they're heading, but their heading suggests Ukraine. And so it is odd for the Russian ships to be passing so close to Russian territory. Are they doing it on purpose? Do they want to scare Japan or so close to Japanese territory? I mean, you'd think they'd go around it or they would use their land to, but no. No, they don't think, you would think they'd try to be more sly, just like the buildup of the troops. This wasn't a surprise attack. For weeks, they were building up. It's like they didn't care. We all saw it. NATO allies have supplied 20,000 anti-tank and other weapons to Ukraine. The U.S. is supplying more. The Pentagon estimates at least 7,000 Russian troops have now died in Ukraine. 14,000 to 21,000 have been wounded. Almost one-fifth of the estimated 150,000 men Putin have amassed on the border before giving the order to attack 21 days ago has now already been hit and injured. However, Putin is already getting a list of reservists from Syria and other countries we're tolling. So, you know, I wish I could say this is going to stop. I wish I could say that you know, this was something that was instigated and all parties are at fault. But no, not when you're bombing something that clearly is labeled children. What the hell are you thinking? It's evil. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.